Word of Faith Ministries, establishing the kingdom of God and changing lives with the message of faith and the grace of Jesus Christ with a practical, biblical, and balanced teaching that you can trust.
Hello, everybody, and welcome for another episode of The Victory That Has Overcome the World, Even Our Faith. I am so glad that you can join us today. I'm going to be sharing a message on what to do on Christmas. You know, we're approaching Christmas 2021, and it's wonderful because I believe it's the most wonderful time of the year. But as such, we have to keep it. You know, nowadays, things are just getting crazy and hectic. People at the stores are always just running around and not enjoying themselves. They're just sometimes even fighting for an item. No, that is not to be. As children of God, we must keep the peace. We must be at peace and rely and trust God for everything we do and in everything we do. And so, you know, instead of being hectic or stressed out at what are you going to cook during Christmas or who's coming to visit you for Christmas or I'm going to be alone on Christmas, you know, why don't we just fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith? Why don't we just thank Him, be grateful to Him for all His goodness, and that in spite of all the negative stuff going around, we can sit and enjoy a Christmas dinner. Maybe, perhaps, you don't have enough for a big feast, but whatever it is you have, give Him thanks, because if you're faithful in the little, then you will be able to be faithful in much. He will place you in a place of abundance, but you have to have a good attitude of heart. You know, nowadays people just gather to see what another person brought them for Christmas, what gift they're getting, a gift exchange or whatever. That's not the purpose of Christmas. We have to understand that we are celebrating the best gift ever, which is Jesus. He was born and He was the best gift that has ever been given to humankind, to humanity. So, brothers and sisters, let's take time to just bless Jesus and give Him thanks during this holiday and just enjoy our time because we know who we're celebrating. You know, I've been to birthday parties where people just go all out on decorations and celebrating, and they just go all out. Why not go all out for Christmas? Because we're celebrating the best birth ever, which is Jesus. Maybe you don't have money for decorations. Maybe you don't have money for a party. But like I said, it's not the party. It's not the decorations. It's who you're celebrating and how you're doing it. What attitude of heart you have when you're celebrating it. Just sit at your table and start praising Jesus, you know. Whoever comes and visits you, maybe a family member brings a friend of his or hers, and they're strangers to you. But you can also welcome them and invite them into your home and present the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of Jesus there in your house. If you don't know what to talk about at your Christmas table, you can talk about Jesus all you want. Don't talk about other people, but you can talk about Jesus all you want, and He won't be bothered. Trust me. In fact, it'll be the contrary. He'll be joyful that you're talking about Him because He is the reason for the season. You know, it's become just a saying. Jesus is the reason for the season, but truthfully, that is the truth. He is the reason for this celebration. And so that should not change. Gifts should not take the place of Jesus. A dinner should not take the place of Jesus. Nothing should take the place of Jesus. It is your purpose in your heart. It should be the purpose in your heart to celebrate Him and be grateful and thankful to Him. So at your dinner table or wherever it is that you're going to be spending Christmas, talk about Him. And have the people next to you join you in talking about Him and sharing something about Jesus. Maybe you can talk about why He came to earth. What was the purpose of Him to come to earth? How is it that it pleased God to send Jesus to the earth? Look at what Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5 says about this specific event. This is what Jesus did for us. Therefore, when He came into the world, He said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for Me." See, Jesus was prepared a body for Him to come to earth. And He presented Himself as the Son of God. And that's why He's here with us. So, you know, take the time. And now look at what this other translation says. I believe this is the Passion Translation. It's amazing. I hope we have it available. And if not, I'll just read it to you. There it is. So when Jesus the Messiah came into the world, he said, "Since your ultimate desire was not another animal sacrifice, you have clothed me with a body that I might offer myself instead." This is God providing a body, a human form for Jesus to come to earth as the ultimate sacrifice. You know, we don't have to present ourselves before God with animal sacrifices. Jesus did it all because he is the Lamb of God and offered himself as the ultimate sacrifice. Why not talk about that at our dinner table instead of being upset because we didn't get the gift we wanted or we didn't go to vacation. We wanted to go to this vacation destination. And for whatever reason, we weren't able to go. Why not just enjoy ourselves? Why not just talk about what God did for us through Jesus? That's what our conversation should be around our dinner table. I mean, anybody and everybody has something to say about Jesus. And maybe you have somebody that is not born again. Well, it might be a great idea for you to start talking about the salvation of Jesus and how it is available to that person. And he or she can become born again at your dinner table because you presented to him the salvation plan that Jesus provided when he came to earth. I mean, this is wonderful. You should not be ashamed or shy about talking about Jesus. Look at what this these verses say in Psalms chapter 40, starting in verse 8. And again, this is from the Passion Translation. It is wonderful. Never be afraid, never be ashamed, never be shy to talk about Jesus. Verse 8 says, "I delight to fulfill your will, my God, for your living words are written upon the pages of my heart." This is where the word of God is written, in our hearts. Every time we put the word of God in our hearts, it stays there. "I tell everyone everywhere." Do you see that? "I tell everyone everywhere the truth of your righteousness. And you know I haven't held back in telling the message to all. I don't keep it a secret or hide the truth. I preach of your faithfulness and kindness, proclaiming your extravagant love to the largest crowd I can find." You don't keep it from anyone. You tell everyone, everywhere, even to the largest crowd. So, you know, whoever's at your dinner table, that's a crowd. Even if it's just you and your husband, you and your friend, that's a crowd. You talk about Jesus at your dinner table. You exalt him. You glorify him. You talk about his goodness. You talk about everything he's done for you. You can talk about what he's given you. You know, he came to earth to give us life and give it to us in abundance, not just, you know, a little bit. No, he gave us life in abundance. You can talk about that when you're at your Christmas table. You know, give thanks and have everybody around join you. You can start the conversation and by saying, "You know what, why don't we all share something that we're grateful to God for?" And I can start. I'll share with you why I'm grateful because God has been so good to me this year. And then start sharing why you believe God has been good to you. And trust me, everybody else around, it'll be a chain reaction. Everybody around you will start to want to. They'll probably even speak over each other because they're eager to share and say, "Hey, I want to say this. Hey, I'm thankful for this. Hey, I want to express gratitude because, you know, Jesus has been so good. And he helped me from having a car accident. And he protected me from this. And I haven't been infected with COVID." And, you know, everybody's going to start to want to say something. And if somebody doesn't, let them be. Because trust me, since the word of God is spirit, it will go into his or her spirit no matter what. And it'll make an impact. But you don't hold back just because a person or whomever it is not wanting to share something or is showing no interest in God's word. You don't hold it back. Jesus didn't hold back. He said everything he had to say about the word. And, you know, David is saying here, "I'm not keeping it from anyone. I'm going to tell it to the largest crowd around. I'm not going to keep it from one. I'm not going to keep it from the largest crowd. I'm going to seek them, in fact. I'm going to seek the largest crowd so that I can preach about Jesus. I can talk about him." So much more if you're at your table, your house, because He's provided you that house. He's provided you with that feast you're going to be enjoying. And if it's just a microwavable dinner, give thanks to God for that microwavable dinner. Hey, it's Him that provided it. And you might say, well, I don't have anything else to eat. Well, you do if it's there. And He provided it one way or another. He's the one that provided it. Talk about Him. Don't be upset that you didn't get the gifts you wanted. Don't be upset that you didn't go to your favorite vacation destination. Be grateful because you're alive. Be grateful because He's been giving you everything you need. There's always something to be grateful for. Always show gratitude to Jesus. He enjoys it when we express gratitude because that shows Him that we rely on Him, that He is our source, that He is our peace. Look at what Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6 talks about. This is wonderful, brothers and sisters. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. We were given a son. A child was born, a son was given. He was given to us. And the government will be upon His shoulder, and His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is the name of Jesus. This is His name. All of that, you know, you might know people who have 5 or 6 names. These are all Jesus' names. His name is Jesus, the Anointed One. His name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Talk about this. Talk about how this name speaks to you. I've shared with some people how Prince of Peace specifically, and this isn't in no means demeaning the rest of the names, but Prince of Peace speaks directly to me because it talks about how He is a master of peace. He's wanting us to have peace. He paid it for us. He paid a price for us to have peace because, you know, peace is wonderful. When you have peace, you can actually listen to God's voice within you. That still small voice within you, you'll be able to hear it if you're at peace. If you receive that supernatural peace, you'll hear Him saying, I want to counsel you. I want to comfort you. I want to be there with you. I'm right beside you. I'm in you. I'm around you. I am here with you. I am God Almighty. I'm here with you. You'll hear His voice when you have that peace, when you're still and you know that He is God. You'll hear Him telling you, giving you directions, telling you how much He loves you. This is wonderful. You know, I've done this exercise with the children at church, and it's wonderful. Every time I do it, they'll come back and say something that they receive from Jesus. And this is all I say. Let's talk to Jesus, and let's see what He tells us. Let's see what He talks to us. Let's see what He responds. And this is all I do. It's the simplest exercise, but yet it makes them aware of God's presence within them. And I say, put your right hand right over your heart, and just close your eyes, and say, Jesus, I love you. And then just stay quiet for a few seconds and let's see what Jesus responds to us. You know, every time I do this, they'll come back and say, I'll ask them and say, what did He say to you? And they'll be like, He told me I love you too. He told me, oh, I love you. And they'll make that, you know, cute kid voice. But it's making them aware that Jesus is living within them and that He does respond to our prayers. Have that exercise with your children at your dinner table. Just have them put their hands over their heart, close their eyes, and just make them aware of Jesus' voice within them. Because He does speak to them. You know, instead of focusing on, oh, we didn't have money to buy gifts this year. No, focus on, we got the greatest gift, which is Jesus. And let's hear His voice. Let's listen to Him tell us how much He loves us. Amen? So go ahead and enjoy Christmas this time. And believe God that next Christmas will be even better, and then the following, and then the following, and then the following. Nowadays, Christmas is losing its purpose in the world. Don't let it be in your household where it's losing the real purpose, where we're celebrating Jesus' birth and His love to us and His mercy and His goodness. Amen. He is our peace. He's the one that was sent forth to heal us. He's the one that was sent forth to bring us peace, to bring us joy. I want you to go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 10 and look at what verse 20 says. You shall fear the Lord your God. Now we understand that the word fear means to pay a high respect. So it says, you shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him. And to him you shall hold fast and take oaths in his name. Verse 21. He is your praise. Now this specific phrase is powerful because it says he is your praise and he is your God who has done for you these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen. Look at the beginning of this verse. It talks about he is your praise. What this is saying is that he is the purpose of your happiness. He's the source of your joy. He is the source of your happiness. It's not external things or external circumstances. His presence within you is the purpose of your happiness and your joy. So take it at heart and start praising him. He is the one that we're supposed to be fixing our eyes on, not external things, not what we're lacking, not what we're wanting. It's him, because the rest will come as an added bonus. You know, we seek first his kingdom and the rest of the things will come to us. So just praise him this Christmas time. Take time with your brethren, with your family members, with your children, whoever it is that's with you this Christmas, or if you yourself go and visit someone. It doesn't necessarily have to be your house for you to take control of a conversation. You can take control of your conversation if that conversation is not edifying to anyone. So take control and say, hey, why don't we all take a minute and just start praising God? Why don't we all take a minute and just give thanks unto Jesus? Why don't we all take a minute and do what Psalms chapter 103, starting in verse 1, says? Why don't we do that? Why don't you start by reading that verse? You take the lead and have everybody else follow. Psalms chapter 103, verse 1 starts saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. So you can start by saying, let's all bless him. Let's just give thanks to him. Let's bless him. And then it says, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Chapter 2, or verse 2. And then it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Don't forget all his benefits. So let's not forget it. You know, let's not forget that this is Christmas. Let's not forget that the purpose we're here is to celebrate Jesus' birth. So let's all take a minute and start praising him. And lead the conversation. Lead them in prayer. And then ask them, what do you guys want to talk about? What would you like to share? Let's share something about a testimony from this year. And trust me, they will follow. But you have to begin with yourself. You can say, yeah, well, I can share with you that this year, you know, for the glory of God, I was not infected by this demonic virus. And I trust God that I will not. I trust him. I believe his word. I believe that I am healed. I believe that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I condemn every word, every thought that exalts itself against the word of God. You know, and then they'll follow. And if somebody's talking something that is nonsense, they'll be like, okay, I'll just stay quiet. And then they'll follow. And then, you know, the conversation will go back to Jesus. The testimonies will go back to praising Jesus because you are talking about it. You can take communion. You know, you can participate of the Lord's Supper and say, hey, everybody, let's gather around and let's take a few minutes and just participate of the Lord's Supper. Let's just take communion and give thanks for his goodness. And then you can talk about what that juice represents, which represents the blood of Jesus, which was shed by you and me, and how much he loved us. And you can go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through the 26th, and talk about it, you know? And you can have everybody join. And then you can talk about what that bread represents, which is the body of Christ, which was smitten by you and by me, was struck for yours and my transgressions. And you can say, you know, because of this, what this represents, you and I can believe God for our healing. You and I can believe God for prosperity, for divine help, for protection, divine protection. We can command angels to surround us and protect us because of what Jesus did. You're remembering. You're bringing into remembrance His holy and great sacrifice, those mighty things He did for you and me. So, I mean, this isn't something out of this world. This is biblical and it's spiritual. And it will touch the hearts of the people surrounding you and around you. So start talking about Jesus. You can talk about Him all you want and be thankful. Look at what Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says. He's so wonderful. Jesus is so wonderful. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. He wants us to be thankful. He wants us to enjoy His peace. He wants us to be thankful. So be thankful this Christmas. You know, you might or might not have a gift to open, but you have the best gift because the best giver lives in you and within you. So allow Him to be manifested through you. Maybe God wants to speak to a person at your dinner table and He wants to do it through you. Maybe that one person is believing God for a word of encouragement. Maybe he or she is believing for a word that will help them keep going. And you got to remember, somebody in need is waiting on the other side of your obedience. Somebody's waiting on you to be obedient to Jesus. So instead of just talking nonsense, talk about the word and receive from God, and you might be that channel through which Jesus speaks to that one person, and it can change the course of that person's life just because you were obedient to receive from Him, to hear from Him, and to speak to that person. Amen. So let's be joyful this Christmas. Let's be thankful. Let's be at peace. If you have to forgive, forgive. If you have to let go of the past, let it go. It's in the past. Let it go and get over it. Get over that offense that somebody offended you. Get over that hurt. Get over it. Don't dwell in it. Let it go and let the peace of God rule in your heart this Christmas. I trust that this Christmas will be a blessing for you, will be joyful, that you will truly celebrate the reason for the season, and you will truly talk about Jesus all you want. Be blessed. I call you highly favored. Enjoy your blessings. And remember, do not grow weary in doing good, because you will reap in due time. We love you. Thank you for joining us. And remember to visit us and all of our social media platforms. We're here for you. Thank you for being a partner with Word of Faith Ministries. We truly are grateful to Jesus for your faithfulness and your support to this ministry. Merry Christmas to you all.
We hope you have enjoyed today's teaching brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries. For more information about our ministry, contact us at 480-458-8618 or visit our website, mpfccc.org.